I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Monday, December 10th, 2012, to order. And I'd like to call on Mr. Finley to extend the offer and opening prayer. Everybody would stand.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We just thank you so much for the blessings that you give us to pour upon this nation and our county here also, dear Lord. We just are blessed far beyond what we deserve. And we know that it's because you bless us. We, again, thank you for the great gift of salvation that you sent your son to die upon a cross for us. And we pray, dear Lord, that you'd help us to live up the responsibility of sharing with others that you've given to us. We thank you for our leaders. Thank you for leaders in the county, the state, and the United States, and even in the world, dear Lord. We pray for those that you would just be with them and that their decisions would be made based upon your wisdom. We pray for those that are in harm's way and lift them up to you, lift their families up to you, dear Lord. We know that especially this time of year it can be really tough on them. And we just pray that you'd be with them and give them the assurance and that you can give and only comes from you. We pray for those that need your healing hand, and each of us probably has several that come to mind when we talk about that, but we know that you are the great healer, and we just lift those up to you and place them in your hands. Thank you again for watching over us, and these things we ask in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'd lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We acknowledge, I don't believe we have any previous meeting minutes today.
That's correct.
Accounts payable, journal entries, transfers.
Motion to approve accounts payable checks 331662 through 331788. We're going to hold out check 331695, and we are voiding checks 331700 through 331706. And two warrants, 5719 and 5720.
All over the board, I know it.
Kenny, you want to repeat that by memory if you don't mind?
You repeat that, Jim. I'll second the motion.
I understand why that is. And you may want to tell about those that we voided. As I was going through signing those, for some reason or other, in the middle of a box of checks, the back of those checks did not have the watermark on it.
Okay.
And so what we did is we voided them.
That block of amount. Okay. And the one that we're holding out is we just need more clarification of a purchase in there.
There is a motion and a second to approve checks number 331662 through 331788. Warrants number 5719, 5720. We'll be voiding checks 331700 through 331706. And at this time, we'll be holding and not approving check number 331695. There are no journal entries or transfers today. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Mr. Finley, you're to offer a monthly budgetary report.
Yeah, I think it's probably an appropriate time to say thank you to all the department heads and elected officials for, you know, keeping us as close to within budget as they have. I know it's been a tough year, and I wish I could say that I feel like it's going to be a lot easier next year. I can't say that I do right now, but most of those departments are close to within budget, and some of those may stay within budget even with the raises that were given, which is fantastic. The fund balances, I think you probably looked at them. I hope you have anyway. We are down in general county revenue fund, but we know that we're going to have enough revenues next month or this month that we're working on, that's probably going to put the revenues about where they were last year. So we're going to be pretty close there. Most of the other funds, the Road and Bridge Trust Fund is, or Road and Bridge Fund is up, which is a good thing. That means that they may be able to step up and do some improvements next year they haven't done before. Any questions?
Yes. Would you work with us in as much as totaling the amount that mid-year we approve for salary increases, add that to the individual budgets, and for those officers who are going to be over budget, perhaps we could bring that to us, because if I'm not mistaken, this county at least technically should approve that overage or not approve that overage, in that we only budgeted X amount of dollars to be spent.
I'll work on that in the midst of budget. I'm not sure I'll get there.
I understand completely. That's why I worded it the way I did.
I appreciate that. Anybody else?
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys.
We have a bid this morning. Mr. Erickson, Mr. Hayes, if you could join us. I believe it's for de-icing materials, bid number 201211-201.
Fine with approving it if I can see the revenue stream.
And the line where it was approved for the expenditure. Otherwise, there would be a budget amendment to cover that.
Right. I just need to see both sides of the balance sheet there.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and thank you. This is a bid recommendation, actually. This bid was opened on Thursday. We received seven packages regarding de-icing materials. Number as quoted 201211-201. One of those packages that we received was a request to from Morton Salt to be, well, it was an indication from them that they were declining participation, but had requested that we keep them on our vendor list, which of course I will. The other six vendors I have listed in a bid tabulation form and forwarded to Road and Bridge. Mr. Hayes has reviewed all of the amounts as indicated herein, and he's prepared to make a recommendation, and I'll let him take it from there.
On our bid recommendations, we would like to award to the two lowest bidders in each item. Two vendors for the calcium chloride, and also two vendors for the rock salt itself, and going with the lowest bidder as the first choice, and then the next highest bidder as the second choice in each item.
Then, rather than designating a primary and secondary, we would ask the commission to award the low bidder simply as the awarded vendor, with indicating the next lowest bidder as a backup vendor, should we need a backup for whatever reasons. And the bid directions and instructions clearly stipulate delivery options, etc., and that delivery is to be made within the time frame as indicated in their bid response. But we feel safer if we indicate the next lowest bidder as a backup.
Do you want us to, is that the sheet? Do we have a copy of that? And I guess the question is, do we just want to enter that into the record as an exhibit, and that's the document?
We can get some copies of this. I was actually going to make some copies.
So
Cargill has come in as the low bidder on the sodium chloride.
Cargill is?
Uh-huh. Right.
That's the low bid. You don't want to say primary.
For rock salt, yeah.
Okay, for rock salt. Okay.
And Bingham would be the backup Bingham. For the rock salt.
I see that, Bingham, okay, for rock salt.
On the calcium chloride, Scottwood has come in at low bid.
Okay.
With Cycalco as backup.
Cycalco as the backup, okay.
Not stealing your thunder there,
yeah. Randy. Okay. Well, all of the vendors put a time frame as far as deliveries, and sometimes we run into different, we've ordered it, and usually 30 days later still not received.
Okay.
Material,
and
seeing whether material, whether they run out or whatever reason, but
okay,
this gives us a backup.
And just clarification, we estimated how many tons we're going to need or how many gallons we need. If we don't meet those numbers, does our rate go up?
No, we actually have
just
that.
The estimate.
There's no minimum or maximum.
Okay.
It's just an estimate.
All right. Then I'm going to move that we award bid number 201211-201 to Cargill as the low bidder for rock salt and Bingham as the backup for rock salt and Scottwood Industries Incorporated as the low bid for the calcium chloride and Cycalco as the backup vendor for calcium chloride.
I'm going to second the motion with a little discussion.
Get a copy from Randy. We have a motion and a second to award rock salt to Cargill with the backup of Bingham and to award calcium chloride bid to Scottwood Industries with Cycalco.
Cycalco is how I say it.
Cycalco as the backup. Discussion.
Randy, we've run into this in the past, and you made some mention of it in your discussion, but we've run into it on heavy snow or ice events. That's the one that happened a few years ago to where we couldn't get from anybody any material delivered down here. Will we have wrote in the contract if they can't respond or give a response date that we will go to the second vendor, and if that can't be delivered in the second vendor, what are we going to do? I mean, I'm a little concerned about I greatly appreciate the number of vendors that we have, but I also know that in years past when we had a heavy snow ice event that we run into with trouble, although I think we maybe remedied that with the purchase of the new barn on Mount Branson and that storage there.
We actually, this day and time, we have a little more storage capacity than we had back then. And we've also got a calcium product, the liquid form, which also helps us. But there's no doubt we could still run into that same situation. If we get in a severe winter storm toward travel's limited, I mean, they're not going to deliver it. The roads aren't cleared enough that they can deliver. So that in itself, they may not meet their time frame, but we can work with them on that. I'd just like to have a couple different vendors rather than before we always dictated to one vendor. And if he couldn't produce, whether supply reasons or other vendors that he was obligated to, and then we had to wait till our turn. And that was some of the issues, and even before, the salt mines couldn't keep up.
Yeah.
So we run into a problem, and everybody was looking for salt, and it run us complete. We were completely out at one time.
Right.
So
we can also, take and use the emergency clause if we had to. I mean, we've got protection via this bid number on these two vendors. If in a worst case scenario, in a dire emergency, of course, the state legislature has emergency clauses available for us where we could, then we would have available on our fingertips these other vendors who have submitted these responses, albeit they're quite a bit higher. We could use them in that case, in the case of an emergency, if we were able to verify and stipulate that the first two were completely unavailable or they'd run out of product or whatever the case might be, if that helps.
One thing that we've took on this year as far as the fuel, and I figured that it would be also maybe something that would be considered on the salt or road clearing. That's our main purpose, is to make sure that citizens of Taney County are able to travel on our roads, and the state have cut back on the participation on their state roads, which under emergency circumstances, they might need more material. That's where I'm coming from. Is right. We went through this maybe in 2009 when the ice storm in Springfield. Was that 9 or 8 or something along in there? But anyway,
7. Yeah, it was terrible.
But we run into this, and with 160 and the fuel agreement that we have with MoDOT. So I just I didn't know whether in the contract if called and not able to participate. Not able to deliver, if we had some way that we could cover that, and that's my only concern.
Covered.
The only other option would be looking for additional storage for rock salt. That seems to be the product that we're going to run short of, rather than the liquid calcium chloride, is finding another alternative to maybe have a better stockpile.
We went through a bidding process. You all have made a recommendation.
Right.
If, in fact, both companies can't provide and we have an emergency, we can go to anyone that we choose during emergency times, right?
Right.
That's
right.
What I was wanting wrote in the contract.
But that's in the law.
That's the law.
Right, okay. All right.
I mean, I think we're okay.
Yeah.
We'll get it.
Okay.
If you want us to put that in, I don't have an objection. I'm just
assuming with the addition of 160 and those roads that the state was asking us for participation on as far as fuel and stuff like that. And which they're paying us back, but that doesn't make any difference at the time.
I understand.
And so those are my concerns.
If we have an emergency situation, I believe this commission has the ability statutorily to declare an emergency and to move forward.
Okay.
And whatever is in the best interest of the citizens of the county. So I think we're okay.
Yep.
I think we're fine.
Further discussion? All in favor of the bid say aye, or aye. Of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. That's all I have.
Do we have someone here from University Extension today, by the way?
Doesn't appear that they're here.
Can we move past that organization and we'll come back if they come in?
Look at the timestamp on the agenda. Look on the agenda. Can't.
Ah.
I did that because of last week because...
We went so long.
Yes, but hers is set for 9:15, correct?
Right, but since the 9:30 one is the next one, we can't go beyond.
Let's stand in recess until 9:30.